Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show, Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Coach, first of all, not many shots there in that first period by either team. What did you see out of that first period that made that happen?
Well, excuse me, there was not a lot of easy ice for either team, but, you know, the attempts were 14 for the Beavers, 7 for St. Cloud, and out of those 14, 3 were blocked, 8 missed the net, and 3 were on the net. So the miss the net was the big one. Then we had 7 more in the second period. You know, so that wasn't the story of the game, but, you know, obviously you hit nets, you force goalies to make a save, maybe it goes in, you create a rebound. Obviously, 2 games in a row without scoring, that's tough, and that's the bottom line. You're certainly not going to win any games not scoring goals.
Talk about the play of Hannah Hogensen. First and foremost, that penalty shot save was incredible. The 2 goals scored on her. Gentry made a nice move. The other one was a turnover. But I thought she played pretty darn good here today for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was yeah, she played very, very well. The second goal, yeah, it was just a, you know, it's kind of the way things were going for the Bees right now. We have a defenseman blow a tire, and that allows Savar to walk in all alone, and that was a great shot by her. She put it right between the bar and the post, and about the only spot she could have, and she hit it. So first one, just you know, we kind of duplicated, and 20's a great player. She's a big, strong player, and they just kind of ran a give and go, and we duplicated and left her alone. She made a play. So, but again, we just you know, power play continued not to generate a whole lot. Again, we those are opportunities we need to capitalize on.
Your penalty kill, obviously, still spectacular, 4 for 4 today. Another positive stat that I saw: your faceoffs. You're winning those faceoff battles. Those are important, but you need to score to make those worth it.
Yeah, no question, Kill. There's a lot of positives in the way we played, and we were winning battles and, you know, just doing a lot of really good things, just not scoring. That's the frustrating part. But we just got to keep battling, keep the nose to the grindstone, and eventually somebody's going to kick one in, and away we go.
That penalty shot came about. I got a chance to watch the replay to my left just to see where the puck was. What was the explanation from the refs?
Well, they said we covered it with our hands in the crease. So, by definition, that's a penalty shot. Our argument was they were laying on top of our goalie, and shouldn't there be a whistle in terms of, you know, interference? Or, I mean, like you said, we can't challenge. There was not a play. There was not a penalty called, nor was there a goal scored, so we couldn't challenge for goalie interference. We can't ask for a minor penalty review. So our, you know, in his view, he didn't see a red player on the goalie. But, you know, obviously she's laying on top of Hannah, and, you know, I mean, obviously we're doing the best we can to keep the puck out of the net. You know, if you can slide it out, I mean, that's the best thing. But obviously there's sticks all around, so. In the end, we kept it out of the net there, and Hannah stopped the penalty shot, and we killed the penalty.
Well, you wouldn't want to have anybody else but Hannah back there on that penalty shot. She's just so good back there and calm.
Yeah, no question. We've talked about that before. She's just unflappable. She just goes out there and plays the game.
What does your team need to do tomorrow?
Score goals, Kelly.
That's exactly it. And absolutely. Well, we hope to see that tomorrow. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show.